Good morning. Good morning to everyone on the prayer call this morning. What a wonderful, wonderful day it is to be in the Lord, to be with our brethren, our brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's just a refreshing day. I just love that worship that was just playing, that melody, that medley. Just awesome, awesome. I want to be more like you, Lord. We want to be more like him every day, every minute of the day. Well, before I get caught up, let me move ahead. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Father. We thank you for you. We thank you for the Son, your Son, Jesus. And we thank you for your Spirit, God. What would we be without you? Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We bless this day, Lord, that we have, Lord, to honor you and to glorify your name. Holy is your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done today. We honor and bless you. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be glorified in our midst as we devote and pray unto you this morning. Oh, we thank you, Lord. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, let me introduce to you our team. I am your facilitator, Elder Claude Lang. I am also joined with our prayer call controller, Sister Tanika Smothers. We thank you for setting up the call this morning and playing that awesome, beautiful worship. We also have with us, who will bring the devotion today, is Minister Lori Taylor. Minister Lori, good morning. How are you today?
I am blessed, Elder Claude, by association. Good morning, everyone. And thank you, Sister Tamika, for that beautiful worship. Amen. And to our prayer intercessor, Sister Tracy, bless all of you.
Amen. Amen. And also want to say a good morning, just as you did, Minister Lori, unto our dear sister, Tracy George, who will be bringing the prayer requests and the praise reports. Good morning, Sister Tracy. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing and glad in it and glad to be on this call with everyone. Blessings to everyone on the call. Amen.
Amen. And I love to always bring in our benefactors, our visionaries. I love to, it's never least. I was saying this on the last, but they're never the least. I want to wish and say a wonderful good morning to our bishop and Pastor Adrian Smith this morning of New Destiny. We love you, love you, love you so much. And we thank God for your sacrifice. We thank you for the things that you do, the things that you sacrifice and do that many of us don't even get to see. The time you spend, the prayers and just all the work that you do, that God's given you the ability to carry this vision and to, you know, lead us. So we thank you for setting this whole thing up, and we thank you for praying for us and obeying what the Lord tells you to convey and to teach and your teaching is just off the chart right now. So let me get going. But we want to say a hearty good morning to you. And again, we love you and thank God for you. Well, we've already prayed at the top here, and I'm going to turn it over to Minister Lori Taylor. Minister Lori.
Amen, amen. Elder Claude, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And yes, I echo the same sentiments that you've spoken regarding our bishop and our pastor, Bishop Christopher Carl Smith, the chief apostle, and Pastor Adrian Smith. We are grateful that God has called you to be our leaders. Bless the Lord for you. Amen. So I'm not going to hold you much longer, but let me get started. I just thank God that he would just bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, and that it will be acceptable in his sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. So in the wake of a joyous celebration of resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we stand at the threshold of a new day, a renewed spirit, and empowered by the eternal truth of victory over death. As the echoes of He is risen reverberates in our heart and minds, we are reminded of the profound significance of this momentous event, a triumphant and forever changing the course of human history, and granted us the promise of everlasting life. In the shadow of the cross, where the blood of Jesus was poured out as a ransom for our sins, we find the core of our faith, the transformative power of redemption, and the boundless depths of God's love. It is a story of sacrifice and salvation, of hope and reconciliation, where death is conquered and life is restored. Now, as we emerge from the darkness of Good Friday into the radiant light of Resurrection Sunday or Resurrection Morning, we are called to embody the truth of the blood that speaks a better word. We are called to embody the truth of the blood that speaks a better word. It is a truth that transcends words, for it is written not on parchment or stiff paper, but upon our hearts. A truth that proclaims, when you honor God, God will honor you. So for our devotion in this great getting up morning, let us reflect on our title, The Blood Speaks a Better Word. When you honor God, God will honor you. Our scripture for our devotion is found in Hebrews 12:24, the New King James Version. Oh, my scripture disappeared. The New King James Version is 12:24. The blood of Abel cried out for justice, but Jesus speaks of forgiveness and mercy and reconciliation. In Hebrews 12:24, we encounter a powerful image of the blood of Jesus Christ speaking a better word. This verse contrasts the blood of Jesus with that of Abel, highlighting the profound difference between vengeance, redemption, and between condemnation and grace. The blood of Abel cried out for justice, but again, the blood of Jesus speaks of forgiveness, mercy, and reconciliation. As believers, we are recipients of this incredible grace poured out through the blood of Jesus. Through his sacrifice and death on the cross, Jesus established a new covenant, offering forgiveness of sins and eternal life to all who believed in him. His blood cleanses us from sin and grants us access into the presence of God. When we honor God in our lives, we align ourselves with his will and his purpose. Honoring God involves recognizing his authority, obeying his commandments, and living according to his word. It means putting him first in our thoughts, in our action, and in our priorities. When we honor God, we acknowledge His sovereignty over our lives and express our love and devotion to Him. The promise of Scripture is clear. When we honor God, He will honor us. This doesn't necessarily mean that we will receive recognition or praise from others, but it means that God will bless us according to His will and His purpose for our lives. When we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, He promises to provide for our needs and to guide us in the path of righteousness. God honors may manifest in various ways in our lives. It may come in the form of spiritual blessings such as peace, joy, and spiritual growth. It may come through tangible blessings such as provisions, protection, and favor. Whatever form it takes, God's honor is a reflection of His love and faithfulness toward His children. But in so much, it's so much more. It is not just about a little faithfulness toward His children. It's a reflection of His faithfulness towards His children. But it's so much more. It's about a little old. It's not about little old you, and it's not about little old me. It's about the greater good of humanity. It is about God's love to have all man to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of truth. It's about purpose. It is about our assignment in the kingdom of God. Everything Christ did, He did with purpose, and He always had us in mind. Before Christ could carry out the next dimension and call to Calvary, He had to come to the end of Himself. The Bible says He kept His focus on the joy that was set before Him, and He endured the shame and the suffering of the cross. Jesus Christ's blood was more superior than that of animals, and He alone became the propitiation for our sins. It was His blood that cried out on the mercy seat of God to have mercy on Lori, to have mercy on Elder Claude, to have mercy on Joe. He alone made right our wrongs. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and He has rewritten our story. God honored Him and declared, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." When you honor God, God will honor you. If we respect God and give reverence to His name, in other words, a deeply respect and admire Him simply because of who He is, He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is our Redeemer. We are bought with the price, the precious price of the blood of Jesus. He ransomed our soul from the pits of hell. He is our great high priest and slain lamb, all at the same time. He gave His life for us. He is our chief intercessor who is seated at the right hand of the Father praying for us. His blood speaks a better word. When you honor God, God will honor you. You all heard the saying, if you want respect, you got to give respect to get it. Respect God, esteem Him, and give Him what's due His name. And in return, God will respect and honor you. You will be the preferred, or He will favor you. Jeremiah 33:31, where God speaks through the prophet Jeremiah saying, "This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds, and I will be, and they will be my, in their heart, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." God did not save us just to save you. He saved you for a purpose. When we honor God, God's glory will rise upon us like in the day of Isaiah chapter 60. "Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee." God will honor you, and when we will be the light in dark places, for the Bible says, "The Gentiles shall come to thy light, and to the kings of thy brightness and thy rising." "Lift up thine eyes round about, and see all they that gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow. Wherever there is a flow, there will also be the anointing of God also. The children, your sons and your daughters, they flow together, and thine heart, your heart shall fear and be enlarged because the abundance of the sea that shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. When you honor God through right living, God will honor you with the weight or heaviness of his glory, his splendor and his power, his wealth and authority, his magnificent fame, his dignity, his riches and excellency of his presence that's undeniable. Will he honor us? So as we meditate on Hebrews 12:24, let us be reminded of the power of the blood of Jesus that speaks a better word over our lives. Let us strive to honor God in all that we do, knowing that he is faithful to honor those who honor him. May our lives be a testimony to his goodness and his grace as we walk in obedience and humility before him. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which speaks a better word over our lives. Father, help us to honor you in all that we do, to live according to your word, and to seek your kingdom above all else. May your honor be upon us as we walk in obedience and faithfulness before you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that awesome devotion. Yes, amen. We honor our God. He will honor us. Amen. Amen. Let's now switch over to our dear sister Tracy, who will bring the prayer requests and praise reports. Please, everyone, tune in, sit up, get up, and walk and pace and pray with our dear sister as we are on one accord with this prayer time. All right. Sister Tracy.
Father God, thank you. Father God, we just bless and glorify your name for this opportunity that you've given us to intercede on behalf of others. And we know, Father, that we should do this every day, you know, and we thank you that we have the opportunity to come together on a corporate level to pray on behalf of others. Father, you said in Hebrews 11:6 that it's impossible to please you without faith. And Father, we put our faith together, standing in faith, believing that you will will come and hear our call, Father. We bless and glorify your name. We start off with Father, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is sin and evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. Lord, we bless and glorify your name today, and thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you, Father, that you are a great God, that we do honor you this morning. We put you first this morning. As said before, and it is written, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. And we thank you, Lord God, that you add unto us a greater faith, Lord. As we walk and live in our purpose and victory and faith, we bless your name. We thank you for Psalms 23 that says that you are our shepherd and you have everything that we need and want. And Lord God, we trust in you. Father, help us to understand, to do, and to walk and execute your word in our lives so that we can have a life with balance and deep roots with maturity. We thank you that the results of walking in faith is attractive for we are the salt of the earth. We thank you, Father, that you are the light, that we are the light of the world. Help us to be quickened to consistently spend that time with you so that we can download what you want to show us to bring into the world. Thank you, Father, for the prayer call and the opportunity that we can unite and prepare and pray on behalf of others. Thank you, Father, for a prayer meditation, Lord God, that we can plan our and birth our purpose in the earth and through the church. You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, we will hear from heaven and our sins will be forgiven and our land will be restored. And we thank you for that, Father. As we stand, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, humbling ourselves, O God, putting everything aside, O God, giving everything to you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that that you called us as representatives and ambassadors in on the earth, as representing heaven's government. We walk and live with the God kind of faith, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as we walk as ambassadors, we bring heaven to the earth, O Lord. We thank you, Lord God, being representatives in the earth, we will carry out the will of the kingdom and the kingdom of God to enforce his will by using superior laws and principles of heaven's government. We thank you for the word of God that shows us the principles. We thank you, Lord God, for the body of Christ that is operating in the God kind of faith, and believers dominate in their assignments and become more attractive and fruitful in the earth. We bless and glorify your name today. We are somebody. We are the redeemed, and the Lord says so. We bless your name, Father. We give you praise, O God. We pray for the body of Christ that you will increase their intimacy with you and remain alert and steadfast, living as children of the days, preparing for the coming of the Lord. We bless and glorify your name and thank you for the resurrection of Christ, O God, that Christ was the example, is the example. Bless and glorify your name. We pray for the church to allow the Holy Spirit to be manifested in the gifts of the Spirit in the church in a greater measure. We pray for God to be magnified and be glorified in our services, in our lives, God. We bless your name today. And Father, as we prepare every single day through every single week, Monday through Saturday, we thank you, Father, for Sunday. We come preparing for Wednesday night services. We pray over the Bible study tonight. We pray, Lord God, that the speaker will be anointed and is appointed in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we pray for the services on Sunday to be blessed, Lord, we worship you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that the church will be prepared, that our hearts will be open for worship and adoration for you to emerge. Bind the spirit of fear, timidity, and complacency. We pray for worship on this earth like worship in heaven. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God who is and who was to come. You are the first and you are the last. Father, we bless and glorify your name. You are the ultimate and supreme God. There is no other God. And we worship you, Lord. We pray against churches having service as normal. We pray for that New Testament church to rise up to a new level of faith as the church of Acts. We pray, Lord God, for all church leaders to be led, guided by, and controlled by the Spirit of God. Lord, now we pray over our lives, Psalms 91, over our churches, our neighborhood, our children, our schools, our families, and cities. As the states reopen and gathering reassumes, we pray for wisdom for our people, O God. We bless and glorify your name. We pray against, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you reign supreme and there's no other God. And Father, now we pray for our fivefold ministry, Lord God, that you will give them the wisdom that they need to lead the people of God. We pray for wisdom for God's guidance for our president, vice president, our cabinets, governmental agencies. And we pray for the wisdom of God and guidance in our communities, our mayors, our representatives. Father, we pray that you reign and that you will reign in their lives, O God. We pray, Lord God, that you'll give them wisdom. We pray for the righteous leaders, Lord, that you will give them wisdom and guidance in the blessed name of Jesus. We glorify your name and thank you, Father, for this opportunity. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tracy. Awesome prayer this morning. Much needed. And we thank God for this time of prayer and our devotion. Let's go back to Minister Lori and see what more do you have for us, Minister Lori.
Amen, Elder Carl, thank you. Amen, Sister Tracy. Amen for that prayer. Yes, we are somebody. And so as we embody the Word of God, our flesh being made Word this morning, at the core of our devotion, Hebrews 12:24 in the New King James Version, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks a better thing than that of Abel. Let us remember that it is the blood that gives us access to the Father. And I'm just reminded of something Bishop said. It spoke volumes. How we give the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, access to the Father to bring a case to us. When the blood has given us access to the Father, we can then deny access to the enemy. Access to the enemy to be able to accuse us of anything in Jesus' name. And I'm just encouraging the believers of God, let us live right before God. Because it's through us that God will come into our worship. I know there's a scripture in the Old Testament that talks about there will come a day when the glory of the Lord would enter into our ceremony, into our sanctuary, into our worship, as it did in the days of King Solomon. We want to see the manifestation of visitation of God in our worship so much so, and we've been experiencing it. I mean, Bishop has been preaching, and I've been experiencing Baal Perazim, setting the people free. When one person gets set free, the whole church should get set free. So I'm encouraging you, my brothers and my sisters, let us embody the Word of God so much so that God will have free course and free reign in our worship to bring about change in the earth realm, that others will see Him in us and their minds will shift and be turned, and they too will cry out, Abba, Father, what must I do to be saved?
Amen. Amen. And thank you. Thank you, Vince DeLore. That's awesome. We thank God for that. And we look forward to many, many, many souls being saved. It's already started. If you were with us on Resurrection Sunday, Bishop made several altar calls. And and even some healing broke out. So thank God. Thank God. And this is
thank
like you
for
said,
your God.
No gimmicks are going on. This is the power of the gospel being preached. So we thank God for that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So thank you, Minister Lori. And thank you, Sister Tracy, for your awesome devotion and prayer this morning. I pray that every person that has heard that, if you weren't able to keep up or keep notes, come back and replay, hit the replay on this and be blessed again by the hearing, right? So without further ado, let's get ready to move on to our day. And blessed. But before that, I've got to do a little housekeeping here. And so if you're putting in a prayer request, or if you know someone that needs to put in one, go to www.newdestiny.online and find the home page. And there you click connect. And then under ministries, you're going to click prayer, scroll down to the prayer requests, and there you can enter your prayer request. Spread the word. Tell people that we pray. This is a praying church, and we continue to pray and work. This is what keeps us going, keeps us moving, and keeps us in the will of God is prayer. So just want to remind you also that we have prayer tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., join us again for our 5 a.m. prayer call. Tonight, just as Sister Tracy spoke, tonight's service is going to be awesome. Come out tonight. Be in the sanctuary. You want to, there's nothing like being in the midst and in the presence of the Lord. I know the presence of the Lord can hit your home like it hits my home, you know, and streaming is good too. But I'm telling you, there's nothing like being in that tangible presence of the house. So come out tonight and join us for a Bible study at 7 p.m. And then we look forward to you coming out to prayer on Saturday. And our first Saturday prayer will be here in Pittsburgh. Come and join us. That's at 7 a.m. And at the Pittsburgh campus here, we look forward to seeing you all. We thank God for every one of you that have tuned in or called into the prayer call this morning. And we look forward to you, you know, joining us and continuing and telling your friends and family, neighbors about this prayer call. It's a great way to start your day. Nothing like it. Nothing like it in the world. And also, I want to put out there that we have weekend prayer, too. So if you weren't able to get your prayer request in, your prayer requests will go in. If you, you know, have a emergency or you have an issue that rises up after hours, go ahead and put that prayer request in, because our weekend and evening prayer ministry, part of the prayer ministry, will hit those prayer requests, and we cover them over the weekend if we're not able to get you on the prayer call. So don't worry, your requests will be prayed over, and hope and expectation will meet you. So thank God for that. So we thank God for every person. We ask that the road of safety be laid out before each and every one of you as you on your way to work, or maybe you worked all night and you're on your way home. Either way, we declare that you'll arrive at your destination safely, unscathed, unharmed, no hurt, harm, or danger coming to you or your person or your mode of travel. And we declare that you are the wiser, the stronger, and the better for hearing and praying in the word this morning. Thank God and bless you. Well, we thank you, we love you, and we look forward to seeing you out tonight or in one of our services I just mentioned. And we turn it back over to you, Sister Tanika Smothers.